Image source, Pinterest. Topics, civics, civil rights, existentialism, fascism, human rights, politics. DARVO is an acronym for deny, back, and reverse victim and offender. It refers to a reaction that alleged perpetrators of wrongdoing, particularly sexual offenders, may display in response to being held accountable for their behavior. 1. Some researchers and advocates have indicated that it can be a common manipulation strategy of psychological abusers. 2-3-4, an abuser, or alleged abuser, denies the abuse ever took place, attacks the person that alleged abuse, often the victim, for attempting to hold the abuser, or alleged abuser, accountable for their actions, and claims that they are actually the victim in the situation, thus reversing what may be a reality of victim and offender. 2-4, it often involves not just playing the victim but also victim blaming. 3. Source, Wikipedia/DARVO. This hasn't been a good week for Orange Jesus. Prepare for a lot of DARVO. The 11th Circuit Court batted back his hand-picked court stenographer with a blistering decision that if he were to appeal to his stacked no longer Supreme Court, the faux college fascist Neil Gorsuch, accused rapist frat boy Brett Kavanaugh and actual handmaid, and proud of it, Amy Coney Barrett would have some difficulty trying to find the back of the box Cracker Jack excuse to justify his theft of classified documents, further descending the court's already stained reputation with the Dobbs decision firmly into the marsupial territory. It would probably be the only ruling from which Sam Alito and Clarence Thomas recuse themselves. Chief Justice Roberts, the architect of the court's destruction with the gutting of the Voting Rights Act, would join the actual justices we have remaining on the court, Sotomayor, Kagan, and Jackson in dissent not because he agrees but to hide his utter ineptitude at shepherding the third branch of our government. Update, as of July 7, Roberts requested all law clerks' cell phone records, according to the Brennan Center. It's the legal equivalent of trying to put the toothpaste back in the tube. As the urban legend goes, the orange toddler attacked his mother, Mary, it frightened her, and she appealed to her husband and the toddler's father, Fred. Fred, being the busy businessman he was, detained at a Klan rally in 1927, though there's no evidence he was a supporter, and what would become family art, dodging paying his taxes and scurrilous connections with organized crime, sent his middle school toddler to Cornwall Military Academy in upstate New York, because rich, successful businessmen couldn't be bothered with things like setting boundaries for children. When Todd came back for, say, Thanksgiving, Christmas, or summer break, Mary and the girls made their way to Europe on holiday, away from the monster they were all culpable in creating by their neglect. Mary Trump, Donald's upbringing forged his bullying and racism, Mark Grunberg, People's World. Letitia James, NYS Attorney General, has charged the Trump Organization with fraudulent activities, lying when devaluing their property suited them and increasing the value when applying for loans. That makes wealth fungible, and I now declare by the power of positive thinking that I am worth a gazillion dollars. Two problems. One, that's an expression, not a numerical measurement. Two, tell that to my bill collectors. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Mango Mussolini's mini-me's Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis are literally kidnapping Venezuelan migrants and stunt unloading them in Martha's Vineyard and Vice President Kamala Harris' residence. Also, the key to the cruelty is signing them up for immigration hearings while transporting them to states where the hearings are not taking place. Abbott was on the Texas Supreme Court, the state attorney general before ascending to the governor. DeSantis built a wall with his toddler son and was a member of the Tea Party in Congress, again before getting the top gig. There is one little problem regarding their cruelty is the point shtick that only impresses the sociopaths in their insular Fox and QAnon propaganda bubble. 18 U.S. Code 1201 provides the legal definition of the federal crime of kidnapping, whoever unlawfully seizes, confines, inveigles, decoys, kidnaps, abducts or carries away and holds for ransom or reward or otherwise, when the person is willfully transported in interstate or foreign commerce, shall be punished by imprisonment for any term of years or, for, life. Mini stable genius from Florida used funds to address migrants in Florida to ship them from Texas. He threw Perla even left brochures. The problem is, the program removes unauthorized aliens from Florida. Mini blockhead kidnapped authorized asylum seekers from Texas. Veritas after the scheme backfired, went dark. Well, they're both lawyers. I hope they hire some good ones for when they inevitably get sued, and the court cases go to discovery. I actually felt sorry for Sean Hannity for the first time in my life. I do admire the fact that he kept a straight face as Dumbo Gambino gave the declassification by telepathy defense. When grasping for straws, always go for the Hillary Clinton emails, because even though after 11 hours of testimony in front of Congress, she didn't have anything to incriminate her, he knows his dwindling herd still hates her more than him. The meme above is a perfect metaphor for the current place the United States and the world find themselves in. We're all suffering the throes of WGM, white grievance minstrelsy. Everything has to be seen through the lens of Prince Charming saving the damsel in distress. Hell, we can't even have a black mermaid without some snowflakes having an existential cow over a fictional character. The meme above is a perfect metaphor for the current place in the United States, and everything that is coming to a head stems from a throwaway line from St. Ronnie Reagan's first inaugural address: government isn't the solution, the government is the problem. So don't expect solutions from the side that repeats this like a positive mental attitude mantra, a multi-level marketing meeting. They've got an echo chamber that blames everything on immigrants, minorities, LGBT, women, and the only solution to the problems of the universe is tax cuts, not, as in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, 42. It's the clear, systematic execution of the Lewis Powell memo. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse noted it as well on his Senate page. We have colors because of the angle of incidence of ultraviolet light. We have races because of politics. Politics also defines in society who is valued and who is chattel. Politics engineers society so that certain things reinforce themselves so they seem as if they've always been that way, always will be that way. So when someone upsets the apple cart, say, the first African-American president in the nation's history, you get birtherism. Abbott sued the Obama administration on days ending in Y, the Tea Party, Ron's old turf, the Orwellian Freedom Caucus, I guess for every one white, heterosexual, and Christofascist. They will deny it. They will attack. They will reverse the victim and offender. White evangelicals are textbook examples of Darvo and WGM. They feel persecuted because of their faith when in reality, they are turning people off because of the things they focus on. Instead of spreading the love of Christ, they are themselves driving the young from church due to their bigotry. 81% of them voted for an admitted sexual assaulter, and an Olympic-level serial liar labels them as hypocrites. Young procreate if that's important. And churches whose median age matches that of a Fox propaganda viewer or Russian citizen usually become empty buildings or museums. Young people have other concerns, student loans for one. The volunteer military replaced the compulsory draft, and St. Ronnie started gutting state funding for universities that used to be a lot cheaper than they are now, some free and didn't require predatory loans. Desperate young people sign up for the 6 branches of service, they make it a sign-on bonus, and a GI Bill they can use towards education later, if they don't die in conflict enriching defense contractors, whose children will not shoulder the burden. This creates an artificial barrier to education that previously lifted low-income people out of poverty, not strapped them with crushing debt. As his faux empire crumbles and he gets his legal comeuppance, the party he has in his grip loses elections, and is held accountable for anything approaching violence after losing, my hope is to hold the House and Senate this fall, and the presidency in 2024. Then on January 20, 2025, that will truly be a new pulse of mourning, Dr. Maya Angelou, RIP. Maybe we will stop promoting toddlers to carry the nuclear football. Maybe we will have 2 functioning parties again instead of one. Maybe we will stop worshiping billionaires and oligarchs as self-made gods and recognize they used a mix of means legal and illegal to gain such wealth in a single lifetime. Maybe we will stop tribalizing and work together to solve now intractable problems as a human species. Maybe we will finally grow up.